This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm not afraid. I think Dave Harrigan's afraid. I'm going to call it out right now. Dave Harrigan is afraid. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Fireworks are overrated. Let's just go with the scenario. Sometime this weekend, first of all, finding fireworks right now is a challenge because so many places, for financial reasons, for drought reasons, maybe alternative, better options, and there are many. You don't have as many places to go, but you go there. You bring your kids. And unless you want to get there about 7 hours ahead of time, it's about 7 hours ahead of time, you park like about 2 miles away. You've already been fairly busy with the kids already, so they're tired. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk, and you got that big heavy blanket for some reason. I don't know why you do it, but you bring that big heavy blanket. Then you get near the fireworks, and there's too many people. It's not like they're waiting and say, Harrigan family, come on up here. We're waiting for you. And we've left a wide swath of area for you. You'll be jammed in there with some other family. And a lot of us really don't care for be jammed into a group with a lot of people. And people seemingly now don't like each other. It's not that tough to be empathetic and decent and kind, but now it is. And then because you get there so early, you're waiting. Guess what isn't waiting? They're there for you, the bugs. The bugs are waiting. Guess what else isn't waiting? Kids have to go to the bathroom. And there's probably, you know, one porta potty there. Maybe one. Line's about 5,000 people. And it's so far away that when maybe the fireworks start, you're facing the other way. You don't even see the fireworks. And then guess what else? Kids are hungry. Kids are thirsty. Maybe you brought the stuff. Maybe you didn't. And then if you wait until the end, well, then the whole world is leaving at the same time. And it's another 30, 45, hour and a half until you get out of there. But if you leave early, if you suggest that, somebody's not happy with that. I mean, you could start walking that car, which is, you know, 16 miles away, and you could watch the fireworks. No, we have to sit here. We have to sit here until the end. And then the kids are unbelievably crabby. You and your significant other are not happy. And then guess what? Guess what happens? You get home in about, I don't know, 10:45, Fred, Dan, and Jake, they've headed over to Baldwin, Wisconsin at Fireworks of Palooza, and they're going to set those babies off for about an hour and a half. And you got your dog that's going crazy. And it's not like 12:15. I'm not one who's like the former news guy in this show who takes his teeth out at 6:30. After watching, you know, the Golden Girls. But it's 12:15 and the fireworks is still going off. And this is something that Dave Harrigan embraces. Just admit it, you don't. But you feel the pressure to be a citizen of the United States of America. You don't like it, but you're afraid that the so-called patriots are going to come down on you if you tell the truth that fireworks are not worth the effort. You want to watch them on TV? Fine. You want to do a little YouTube? Fine. Hey, there are drone shows now. Harrigan, you're making about $275,000, you know. You could have your own drone and have it spin around. Isn't it better to avoid all the nonsense that comes with fireworks? Just go ahead and say, yes. Yes, it is. You'll feel better. Go ahead, Dave. Yes, it is.
I love that you're advocating. Just go to the YouTube fireworks show. Just pull it up on your phone. The kids will love it. Yeah. No, from the scenario you painted, the picture you painted,
accurate.
I hear accurate. That, and I hear, A, a lot of inaccuracies, and B, somebody who really just doesn't like his kids. I mean, come on, Dad, be prepared. Have the kids go to the bathroom before you leave. Bring a little cup of water, a little snack, or get them some mini donuts at the park. Let's go, Dad.
Who brings their kids a cup of water? What are you talking about?
A bottle of water. You didn't bring your kids when they were little. They didn't have a little water bottle you'd tote along every once in a while?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You got to bring the big cooler, though.
No, you don't.
Because there's got to be other treats in there. They can't just have a bottle of water.
No, you get the mini donuts from the mini donut stand at the park. Every park's got one.
Those cost $17 probably.
You know what? It's the 4th of July. Deal with it. I know what your salary's like. You say I make $275. You're triple that.
You, a person who never likes to talk to employees outside of the brief little bit of time that you talk to employees, you want to hang with a bunch of people who are hot, sweaty, and angry and might be making conversation with you and you don't want to talk to them? That's what you want?
Well, no, I'm not going to let them make conversation with me. That's what I have a back for, Chad, and that's what I turn towards them.
You keep turning different ways like it's a yoga class because other people try to talk to you.
Yes, exactly right. Now, last year, we got to the fireworks. My parents always go to their place. They have a big neighborhood picnic thing. My mom likes to blow up all the stuff she can, so that's fine. The backyard fireworks.
Well, I think we've discovered it. Your mom is some sort of maniac that has taught you this routine. Is that what's going on?
Oh, she's a pyromaniac. Absolutely. Absolutely pyromaniac. And then she loves the big show. So the backyard fireworks, I can take it or leave it. That's fine. But she likes
at about 11:50 when your child wants to be asleep and is waking up. You can take that or leave it.
Well, no, we do need to have a cutoff time. I think 10:30 is, you know, if it's an actual 4th of July, I'll give you till 10:30, 11. If it's the day before, day after, or any time, you better be done by 9. Let's go. We're done with this.
No chance.
I know there's no chance.
Yeah, I mean, money should fall from the skies today. That's as likely as the people in your neighborhood are going to stop at 9 o'clock.
Well, that's true. And with the 4th of July being on a Monday, we'll hear it tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. So this is the first of four at the very least. But we got to the big show right outside of Maplewood Mall last year, right around 9:45, parked. A little bit of a walk, not bad. Couldn't have been more than half a mile from car to the spot we actually sat down, and you're talking about this heavy blanket. What kind of wool blanket are you toting from 1835?
That's it, baby. The wool, the thing that, like, your sweat, you just stick to it.
Exactly.
You know?
We sat down. There
Aunt
was plenty
Betty
of room.
Betty brought that to you when you were, like a 12-year-old. You're like, oh, God, Aunt Betty, go back. I don't want to see you ever again.
Plenty of room. We knew where the fireworks were going to be shot off.
Plenty of room? What are you talking about?
There was plenty of room. We got there 10 minutes before they started, and we had our choice. You know, there's people, but there's plenty of room in between.
For fireworks? I mean, you're looking for Sbarro?
No,
and, I mean,
no,
what else are you looking for there?
At the mall. Pay attention. It was near the mall, okay? It's in that general area, but it's at a park where there's a bunch of soccer fields, and there's plenty of room to stretch out. And you know what? You got to walk out of there with some other people, but it's just fine. Everybody's moving, and there's a big old parking lot where everybody can get out nice and quickly and get back home.
I mean,
and you know what? The kids are plenty tired enough at the end of the night where hopefully if you're a good dad, Chad. You could just pick them up and throw them in bed. They don't even got to brush their teeth.
Well, you have one little angel as a child.
I have two.
So just, you know, well, the other one where we don't know yet about. Yeah, you know. No, you know, your kids are so young; they're not feisty. What are our ages are very young. Tell the ages again.
5 and 2.
Yeah, okay.
And wait, don't talk to me about feisty. That 5-year-old is too feisty for her own good.
Wait till they start talking back to you. You know, start questioning you. It's all going to turn. It's all going to turn.
Oh, I don't.
You know what I think it is? You said in the first hour you had not had any edibles. I think Heather Edelson, who, by the way, hasn't returned our phone calls, and then Jim Abel, all of a sudden, who normally is available to come on and is an excellent radio guest, now Jim's not available. I think they dropped off at edible. You know, where you're now got a little buzz going and you're acting like it's just Shangri-La, that fireworks is just that easy. Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's hear more of your feeble defenses and then hear from people. Phone calls and text. Are you with the side of good and positivity? Me, because what do I stand for? Positivity. That fireworks are awful. They're unnecessary. You're just doing it because you've been told to do it. And you've now said, I'm not a sheep like Dave Harrigan. Dave Harrigan has been hypnotized. He's falling for it. He's parking at malls. Who goes to mall fireworks? That's what Harrigan goes to. Mall fireworks. And then he has a Jamba Juice when he's done. Text or call. 651. 461-9226. Call and text. Are you with the side of good, me, or evil, Dave Harrigan? Not calling is not allowed. If you don't call, if you don't participate, I will come to your neighborhood at 12:30 Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, July 5th into July 6th, and I'll set off fireworks. Let's go. Where do you stand on fireworks? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
4th of July music throughout the day, telling the truth that fireworks are annoying, they're too much work, the bugs, the wool blanket, the annoying kids. And let's be honest, we've seen the routine before. Here's another reason, Harrigan. Freshen up the fireworks, okay? That's something a little bit different. By the time you're 10, you got it. You know the pattern, we're starting. Then we get the finale. It's great. The oohs, the ahs. Shouldn't somebody have improved this firework display by now? Are you saying it's just so perfect that we don't have to touch it?
I think they do get improved. There are different types, different colors, different designs that the fireworks come out as. You know what? You are right now. You're saying you're being the contrarian. You're not being the contrarian. You're being with the cool crowd now that wants to say, oh, I don't really like fireworks. You're the same kind of guy that says, Nickelback, they've always been terrible. But every night you're playing Photograph on your phone, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
that's,
you are.
That's your boy, Corey. Okay, that's Corey. I mean, you know.
No, you know what? Just... just be part of the crowd, Chad. Just go with it, because you know what? Going to see that big old fireworks show once a year is pretty fun. And you know what? Watching it with the kids, even better.
Let's go to Jerry, who I'm assuming is on my side. He must be if he's a listener of this show, and he's a kind, intelligent person. Go ahead, Jerry.
This is Jerry. I'm a retired Navy SEAL, and I've got probably 25 American flags in my yard. People stop by, but I got one other flag, Ukrainian flag. And when I'm a retired Navy SEAL, I was in Vietnam. Every day was the 4th of July. And so I just want to pray for the Ukrainian people, because they don't shut the artillery fire off at 8 o'clock at night. Thank you.
Dave, is that what you expected Jerry to say?
Was not. I was expecting him to say he was pro-fireworks, as he told me.
I didn't think that's what you thought that Jerry was going to say. I wish my best to Ukraine. We probably aren't. In fact, let's next week talk about Ukraine again. We probably haven't talked about it. But what is the most amount of flags you've seen in one yard? I don't think I've seen 25.
No, you know? I've not. Couple, maybe, in an actual front yard of the home. Yeah. 25, some dedication.
How about you, Captain America? I assume this weekend you'll have about 10, 15 out there, since you believe so much in fireworks.
No, I'm too busy watching fireworks.
All right, let's get to the slew of text. I have not taken a look. You're a humbug. Love fireworks. I go to Wisconsin and get the big bombs. My neighbors put up with me. The kids love it. No, they don't. Your neighbors detest you for these few days. They might like you other times, or they may not. They might just say that. No, we don't. You know what? If you're getting it done until 10:45 or so, that's fine. They don't want the 11:30, the 12 o'clock show. Go to Wisconsin. You know what? Go to Wisconsin. Stay in Wisconsin to set your fireworks off. What do you think about that, Harrigan? Go find a patch of grass in Sconee. Light off your fireworks right there. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, well, if that's how you want to do it, you can do it however you want. I think it's funny that over this last 20 minutes, you've gone from, I hate fireworks, fireworks should never be shot off, to, if you want to go till 10:45, that's fine. That's fine. See, you're already softening on it, because we are on the side of correct.
No. I'd rather not at all. Let me be clear. No, nothing, zero, zilch.
Being clear,
but if they're
going to
happen, I'm a compromise guy. Who doesn't think of me as a very flexible person? You know? Who doesn't? You know. So I'm saying, if you're going to do it, if you're going to be, must follow America, America good, mean fireworks. You know, 10:45. That's it.
Have you always hated your children and not brought them to fireworks?
I did many times, and I hated every aspect of it. Just
even the kids oohing and aahing. Shut up down there.
I doubted the decision to have kids every day when I parked 17 miles away and trudged on.
Daddy's got
there.
A tea time at 8 a.m. Let's get moving.
Exactly. To hang with the rabble and to perspire and, hey, how you doing? You don't care how I'm doing, so stop asking me. You know? More text. I love fireworks. Look forward to it every year. We used to take our kids. Now we go with our grandkids. It's part of the tradition. Yeah, and probably the parents don't go with because they've realized it's awful. Hey, Mom and Dad, why don't you take the kids? We'll be home having Moscow mules and feeling very good about it. I've parked in the Maplewood Mall parking lot for a few years now. It's the perfect place to watch Maplewood fireworks. Mall fireworks, dead to me. I mean, honestly, come on. Maplewood, you're better with this. I enjoy fireworks. Texter's coming in at 651-461-9226. I enjoy fireworks, but never go out of my way to see them. It's nice to live three blocks where they're set off so I can leave the house 5 minutes before they're set off. Why do you hate America, Chad? I'm willing to tell the truth about America. Chad, you sound like Adam. Oh, my God. That's grotesque. We used to have fireworks in Richfield, which we used a lot. Then we'd walk home through the gauntlet of the home shows. This doesn't happen often, but I agree with Chad. How does it feel, by the way, Texter? Don't hate, Chad. What's more American than lighting off Chinese fireworks for Independence Day? Why not move to Canada, you lefty? Is it a lefty position to hate fireworks? I don't think it is.
No, it's a communist position to hate fireworks.
Yes. Chad, the wet blanket speaks. Kaboom! Chad, you're so right. Thank you. Thank you. Chad sounds even crabby talking about this because it's dreadful. Chad, don't forget about the bugs. Yes. How do you justify the bugs, Lee Greenwood Jr.? Well, how do you put up with that?
No, don't do that. That was below the belt. The bugs.
Wait a second. Didn't I hear you? Hold on. In fact, you were on the arena and like your wife was buying like a full net suit for the entire family. Do you wear this bug net suit when the four of you go see the fireworks? Is that what I understand?
No, that is incorrect. She bought that for a vacation last week, but we ended up not using them. Thank God, because I wasn't going to use it. No way. No, when you get to the big fireworks show at 10 o'clock, bugs are gone. Minimal bugs still around.
Okay. There's some sort of treaty which is taking place?
No. The mosquitoes, they get you at dusk if you're out there. That's fine. You know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, they'll be getting out. But once 10 o'clock rolls around, they're sleepy time.
I agree with Chad all the way. An American right there. If you stay out of the DMZ, 694 and 494, that's not too much hyperbole, is it, Dave?
No, that's just fine.
And enjoy God's country, where American loving people enjoy freedom. You'll have a change of mind. I love when both sides say, we're here to take back our America. Take back America. Or how about the real phrase? Real Americans. Where exactly are the real Americans, Dave Harrigan?
Well, Hulk Hogan was a real American.
Yes, he was. That's true.
That's what the intro song said.
Sadly, you're right, Chad. Fireworks are an example of white privilege. Okay, no, really? Only white people like fireworks. Okay. I've got a fairly long list of people in my life who aren't white, and you know what? They're sheep like the rest of the other white people. They like fireworks. So please, hate fireworks almost as much as my dog does. Also, really dislike my rude neighbors use fireworks at midnight later, sometimes at 2 a.m. Are you saying, Harrigan, you don't care for dogs? You know, the dogs who are tortured by this, and you're saying to them, Fido, lose my number. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying, be like my dog, toughen up. He doesn't bother him at all.
Earplugs?
No, nothing. No, we don't got the thunder jacket or nothing. Dog, you know, fireworks, big thunderstorms. He's as cool as a cucumber.
What kind of dog do you have?
Australian Shepherd Lab Mix.
Oh, la-di-da, honestly. I mean, what time does the latte get served at your place, Lefty?
Whenever he makes it.
That'd be impressive. Name of your pooch?
Dylan, spelled like Bob.
Dylan, I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Bob. I've never heard of Bob Dylan. Okay, should we stay with a 4th of July theme?
Sure.
Where is your ideal 4th of July place? Where is your ideal 4th of July place? Could be here in Minnesota. Could be in Dakota. By the way, show policy, there's not a North Dakota, there's not a South Dakota, there's just Dakota. Don't need two Dakotas, it's unnecessary. Could be somewhere else in America, could be somewhere else throughout the globe. Where is your ideal 4th of July place? Could be for the weekend, could be for the night. Please just tell me it's not somewhere where you're watching fireworks. Where do you go? Where have you traveled to? and maybe you'd love to go back, or it's just a regular place. 651-461-9226. Back in moments on Dave Harrigan Station, WCCO. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Wolves have acquired Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, I said it here an hour ago. I've said it about 10 days ago, I guess. Whenever, I'm trying to remember how long ago it was when the rumors were popping up about the Wolves pursuing a center. Gobert obviously is one defensive player of the year multiple times. Has maybe one of the great nicknames in sports, Dave, the Stifle Tower. You like that? Stifle Tower?
I do like that a lot.
He has an obscene contract, Rudy Gobert. Clearly, Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz have decided it's been a good run. We are rebuilding. Rudy Gobert's contract, very similar to Dave Harrigan's. Next 4 years, Rudy Gobert, $38 million, $41 million, $44 million, just under $47 million for a tremendous regular season defensive player. And a Utah team, which under Quinn Snyder, with Gobert as the co-pilot with Donovan Mitchell, they've been very good in the regular season. The playoffs, it's been a different situation where offenses go hunting for Gobert with smaller, quicker, faster players. And if he doesn't come out, then they take the shot. If he comes out, they blow by him. Regular season, I think with Karl Towns, you can get by with it. I don't love it. In fact, I don't like it for the playoffs. The point is to put yourself in a position to win a championship. If it's about getting back to the playoffs, oh, yeah, they're a better team. Pending who they're giving up. I don't think they're giving up a crazy amount. My guess is maybe D'Lo's expiring contract, maybe two number ones. I don't think it's going to be three. If it's three number ones, it's ridiculous. Maybe it's one and a swap. My guess is two number ones. That's what I'm guessing. D'Lo and two number ones would probably be about my guess. I don't see Rudy Gobert and Karl Towns the way the game is played now. You give me those two guys in the 80s, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the way the game was played, even in the early aughts. But now how it's spread the floor, shoot threes, expose big guys. We know Karl doesn't beat up smaller guards posting them up. We know Rudy doesn't have much of an offensive game at all. You know where it really works for him with the guard who can throw lobs to him. I'm a Tim Connelly fan. I thought it was a great hire. I am very skeptical of this trade regarding giving yourself the best chance to win. This clearly is Chris Finch and Tim Connelly saying our defense on this team, yes, it improved, but it's not enough. The rebounding is atrocious, and we believe the Towns defensively can guard some of these guys. Is Karl going to turn into more of a post-up player all of a sudden? I don't think so. So that's why I am skeptical, even though I believe in Conley. I like if Jaden McDaniels is part of this deal, I like it even less. Johnny Krasinski covers the Wolves extraordinarily closely. For The Athletic, he's been all over this throughout. John Krasinski from The Athletic in moments. So I wish we had more time, but John Krasinski from The Athletic is with us. A trade that has been rumored hot and heavy the last couple days has happened. Rudy Gobert, multi-time All-Star, multi-time Defensive Player of the Year, but a man who has not been successful in the playoffs, a Utah team that is rebuilding. Rudy Gobert goes to the Wolves. I'm looking at your tweet right now, Johnny, and I'm trying to get my jaw off the ground. The Wolves are giving up unprotected firsts in 23, 25, 27, a swap in 26, and a top five protected in 29. Is Giannis involved in this trade also coming to Minnesota? This seems like a crazy amount for Rudy Gobert. Am I wrong?
It's a massive amount, Chad. Absolutely a massive amount. I do think that in the end, from what I'm told, the Wolves very, very, very much did not want to include Jaden McDaniels in any package that went to the Utah Jazz. And so I assume that they got to a point where they felt like adding more draft capital was the way to do that. And they very much want Rudy Gobert, clearly. It is going to be a fascinating thing to see how this fits, because this is not the way that most teams are going now. The Wolves are going enormous upfront, and they're paying a huge price to do it.
Yeah. Let's also add the players, and you confirm this for me also. Beasley, yep. Beverly, Kessler, and Vanderbilt, right?
Yes. Beasley, so essentially, Chad, that's five first-round draft picks because they just used one on Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that they believe that putting Vanderbilt in obviously is a big situation. He's making he's on a great contract and is young and productive. Beverly, I get the sense that was kind of starting to wear out his welcome just a little bit. And
which is
so,
his pattern.
Which is his pattern. So they're moving on from him. Beasley is unreliable from a character perspective, but very, very productive as a player. And so it is it's a massive, massive haul that they are sending out for a player who is making a ton of money, Chad, a ton of money. And they must believe that they can somehow maximize him in a way that Utah was not able to do it.
Yeah, let me be clear. I do not like this deal at all. I think it is way too much for a Jazz franchise, which has said to the league, we've maxed out. Danny Ainge is saying it is time for us to rebuild. Danny Ainge once made a deal with the Wolves and Kevin McHale for Kevin Garnett. And that won him a title. I'm not saying this can win a title for Utah, but if you're Utah, you're saying, we don't know how many teams are going to give us that much for Gobert. Now we get this and we get a chance to rebuild. The Wolves counter, let's just take the counter, would say, those draft choices over the next few years, is it really six, Johnny, in the sense of 23, 25, 27 is swap and top protected 29 plus Kessler? It's basically six number ones, right?
Yeah, basically, I think, five or six, right? I think it's five if you count.
Six.
So, you look at it and, if you would have used that amount of draft capital and you call Brooklyn and say, hey, we are willing to go this far, can you give us Kevin Durant? I think they would have required Jaden McDaniels probably, of course, but like, that would seem to be a package large enough to really get the attention of the Brooklyn Nets for Kevin Durant. So, with Gobert under contract for four more years, he is certainly, you have control of him that way. He does not seem to be the kind of player that agitates the way that others do. And so you think that you can get him to stay here. But this is an all in move for a player that has shown limitations. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this plays out, to see how they formulate shooters and things around him in town, to see how Towns and Gobert complement each other. As you can tell, I'm still trying to get my mind around it. I know that they have been hot on Gobert for the last few.
You've been all over
the last
that.
Week or so. But to see the exact package that they gave up, it is significant. So,
I mean, again, with Walker Kessler, it's six number one draft choices for a guy that a team is looking to deal, and a guy who's been great in the regular season, but hasn't been able to play against the better teams in the playoffs. All right, man, I wish I had more time, and I know you're extraordinarily busy, so I know you'll be all over it. Make sure you're following John at John Krasinski on Twitter, and make sure you're checking him out with The Athletic, John Krasinski. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Chad.
We would do a lot more on this if we had more time. I am floored, and let me be clear, don't like it at all. Do not like it. It is too much. But if you like anything about it, you like that they're big game hunt and they weren't timid. Landis Construction time check is 2:57. Any issues with your gutters, reach out to Andy Landis. Wow. That's a little bit of fireworks from the Wolves. Have a great fourth. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.